at WSW.com. You scroll down the homepage and look for the March Basketball Mayhem Contest. It's presented by Big E's Sports Grill in Midland. That's inside the Holiday Inn. And as of last night, you could have started, and you have all day today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday till noon to fill out your brackets, because our bracket contest gives you a chance to potentially win $1 million if you fill out the perfect bracket.
Has to be perfect.
Has to be perfect. If multiple perfect brackets are recorded, that prize would be split. Just so you know, that's why we say potentially win.
Right.
$1 million. And already looking online, we've already had several people who've already entered their brackets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Remember, you couldn't start until like 11 o'clock last night. So some people staying up late or maybe waking up early. I don't know. But some brackets already have been entered. So you're going to do a bracket anyway someplace else. Why don't you do it with us, too, and get yourself into the chance to win the $1 million prize in the Basketball Mayhem Contest through WSGW.com. We wish you good luck. Of course, as you mentioned just a moment ago when you were talking about FanDuel, we wish you just good luck getting out of the first weekend, let alone the entire tournament.
Of course.
Well, there are going to be a lot more people doing online betting, especially since it's now legal in Michigan, so many offices are closed and the boards aren't being run.
That's right.
A significant amount of money freed up that might have been used otherwise.
Because that's a lot of the office pooling that goes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a very good point. So coming off a weekend where Michigan lost.
Oh, it was a good game, though. It was a great game.
Ohio State.
I just got one thing to say about that.
Yeah.
If he would have just taken that shot a few seconds sooner, they would have had a chance for a putback if he missed.
Yeah, right.
And he
right.
was going to not give them any time, and he was so sure of himself, and normally he is, but not in this case.
Right. I know. I'll still say this, though. It was, Michigan was down, I think, by...
They made a great comeback.
13, in the last 3 minutes. And somehow, I don't think they had any business being in that game, but they fought all the way to the very, very end.
Yeah,
so it was a good game.
I thought they were going to pull it out.
I did, too.
But that very last thing, either a poor decision on his part or a poor decision on the coaches who told him what to do after that timeout.
That's a good question. Yeah. He wait for the last, or did the coach say wait for the last?
Juwan Howard did say that was his call.
Oh, did he say that?
Did he?
You never know.
Maybe he's taking one for the
pros. Right, yeah. He could have been protecting
his remember,
player.
This is college and not the pros.
That's right.
Though Michigan, even with losing, still goes into the tournament as a number one seed in the East.
Yes, they do.
So congratulations. And playing Saturday.
Yes.
The usual Thursday, Saturday, Friday, Sundays out this year because of the COVID situation.
Yeah.
In fact, I understand that the first two weekends will be that way.
Okay.
The final four weekend will be
Saturday,
Monday.
Yeah. Like it usually is, right.
So 2:30 this coming Saturday, we'll have the coverage on 790 News Radio WSGW. And then if Michigan wins, if Michigan wins, they'll play on Monday.
They'll play Monday.
We still don't know who they're going to play because they're going to play the winner of one of the play-in games.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. Yeah, that's what's happening. Mount St. Mary's and somebody, it doesn't really matter. Michigan will win.
Well, let's hope Wagner doesn't get in foul trouble this time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they can't afford that.
And let's hope the loss of Isaiah Livers.
Right.
Livers isn't going to cause some problems.
That's right.
That was tough.
That way, I know. They definitely didn't want an injury like that heading into the tournament. But hey, they are a pretty deep team, so we'll see.
And congratulations, by the way, Tom Izzo's boys at Michigan State getting in for, 23 straight years? Of course, they've got to do a play-in game.
Yep. They play UCLA Thursday night at 9:57 p.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Spartan fans might want to take that three-day weekend.
They'll still be playing when Charlie gets up.
It could be. If they're in overtime, they're going to be. And so.
And they are in the same... quadrant as Michigan. They're in the East region.
Nor did I hear that if both teams advance to the Elite Eight, I believe.
That's where they would meet.
They could meet up at that time. Okay.
Yeah.
So there'd be a potential for another contest between Michigan and Michigan State. Wouldn't that be
fun?
That'd
be cool.
It all starts later this week, into the weekend. But again, if you want to get your bracket filled out to have some fun with the tournament for the contest we have, get on it before Thursday at noon through WSGW.com, the Basketball Mayhem box, and is presented by Big E's Sports Grill in Midland, and that's inside the Holiday Inn.
Cool.
6:49 on WSJW.
I just want to just say, you heard me say this in my sports, but I want to say it one more time. Congratulations to Central Michigan's women's basketball team.
Yes.
They're going dancing. They will learn tonight who they will play and when they will play, but they won the MAC tournament on Saturday, defeating Bowling Green. So great victory for CMU women's.
And Bowling Green was the top seed.
They were the top seed. Yes, they were.
So knocked them off.
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So go Lady Chips.
That's right. We couldn't count on the men's team this year. They had a rough year. So, but great job to the women's team. Who was, by the way, that's been a pretty solid program for the last decade here. So they've done a pretty good job with CMU women's basketball.
All right. Good to pay attention to that, and we'll find out where they go dancing later on.
That's right.